comes from. Now this slide then goes through the details of that. So in aerobic respiration, then the electrons are being provided to oxygen, oxygen going from 0 to 2 minus oxidation state. The Gibbs free energy associated with 1 mole of the organic matter being broken down is minus 475 kilojoules per mole, which is a lot. In here we have got the PE, which is then our electron activity for the water. And remember, the more positive the value is, the more oxidizing the water. So sitting right at the top then, with oxygen around, we've got a very high value, so it's an oxidizing water. The next one, denitrification. So we're now moving across to the anaerobic organisms, the ones that are able to work without oxygen present, the facultative anaerobes. So if these guys run out of oxygen, they then jump to the next substrate, if they're a very flexible organism, that they can use. So in this case, nitrate has got the biggest bang for the buck. So we're saying here that on a per mole basis, it's 448 kilojoules per mole. So it's not far behind aerobic respiration, but you have to have nitrate present in the water. The next one after that, down quite a bit, is manganese reduction. So it's relying on the fact that the rocks that the water has passed over have put some manganese into the system. So in this case here, we're going from manganese 4 to manganese 2, picking up the electrons. And the PE is starting to drop, so we're now heading down towards more reducing conditions. For iron reduction, it's the iron 3+ that we talked about this morning, but now going back to iron 2+, much less in the way of kilojoules per mole, and this thing now approaching towards zero for our PE value. Closer still with sulfate reduction. The sulfate then ends up taking the plus 6 oxidation state on the sulfur and sulfate and turning it into the minus 2 in the hydrogen sulfide. So when I said that the waste treatment plants that are processing sewage, they often generate hydrogen sulfide. It's the sulfate reduction process that's indicating they're moving towards anaerobic conditions in the digesters. And finally, if there's nothing else at all around, then methanogenesis occurs. So this one then meaning the formation of methane. So we're here taking two of our organic molecules and the end product is methane and carbon dioxide. So this is the miserable 58 kilojoules per mole, which you can see why relative to the 475 kilojoules per mole is much, much less efficient. Now the PE standard has got a little W sitting at the bottom of it. What that is indicating is the PE standard at pH equals 7 in water. Now if we think what pH 7 means, it means that the hydrogen ion concentration is 10 to the minus 7 molar. Now the definition of E standard in first year was that all of the concentrations were standard concentrations, which were 1 molar concentration. That is far too high for environmental work. And as a result, this is a much more realistic sort of value. So that's what all of these P standard Ws are about. It's based on this hydrogen ion concentration in here. So we've moved from aerobic conditions down to quite anaerobic conditions down the bottom where sulfate reduction and methanogenesis are occurring. Now I give you this table here, okay, and you've got an equation list, then after that you've got this table. So if you're answering a question that involves changing electron acceptors, remember that the table exists, and remember the rationale for it. Sitting at the top, you get most energy per mole of organic matter transformed, and down the bottom, these guys here then operating under anaerobic conditions, and that's indicated by the PE standard value.